Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hey, Governor.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Come on in. I'm just going to run in.
We stopped by the State House yesterday to speak with Governor Deval Patrick. After 7 years in the state's top job, he's now winding down his final term. Our conversation with Patrick began with the goal he'd like most to accomplish before leaving office next January.
We have proposed for the last couple of years, as I think you know, Bob, increased funding for early education, really responding to the overwhelming body of research that shows the high impact of high-quality early education, particularly on poor children, and their readiness for school. We have long wait lists, thousands and thousands of 3- and 4-year-olds on wait lists for early education opportunities. And we took a big chunk out of that last year with some additional funding from the legislature, and I'm hoping we can take another chunk out of it in the coming year.
Boston Marathon bombing. This year's marathon undoubtedly going to be bigger than most, thousands more runners than last year. What's that say about the runners and about Boston's character? And will you be there?
No. I won't be running, but I will be there. You know, Bob, we've talked about this before. As awful as that experience was for everybody, the people who were injured or lost loved ones, the people who witnessed it, the first responders, the whole community, the response was so collaborative and so effective that I think it really demonstrated so much of what is so good about our community. And I think people are coming back to acknowledge not just the tragedy, but that triumph as well.
Let me talk about a few other current issues. Minimum wage.
Yeah.
The president has done what he can do to raise the federal minimum wage. Predict for me, will the legislature get this done soon, raising the Massachusetts minimum wage? Will you sign it, and what should it be dollar-wise?
So I think the legislature will get it done. I think the public is with us. I think many, many in the business community are with us as well. I don't know what the magic number is, and I've kind of held my fire on that because I'm trying to play the role of brokering some of the interests here. But I think we will get an increase in the minimum wage, and I think we should. I think it provides a little relief to the working poor, and in the case of minimum wage workers, you can be assured that what they get, they will put right back into the economy to support themselves.
You've talked about it, and there's been a lot of talk about growing wage inequality in America. Hiking the minimum wage isn't going to solve that issue.
No, it's not. But I don't think there is one solution to that. And frankly, I'm not sure that the issue for me is as much about wage inequality as it is about how hard it is for people on the bottom to move into the middle and on from there. It's a mobility question. That's why this strategy of investing in education, in innovation, and in infrastructure, I believe, is a winning strategy. The results show it's a winning strategy. And as we grow the economy and prepare people to take part in that growing economy, then I think we begin to see the kind of mobility we want to see and ought to see as Americans.
Department of Children and Families, as you know, Charlie Baker, Republican candidate for governor, has suggested that DCF Commissioner Olga Roche should be replaced in the wake of the turmoil at the agency, largely driven by the disappearance of a 5-year-old Fitchburg boy, Jeremiah Oliver, a boy under state supervision, now feared dead. Baker says the department needs a fresh set of eyes. Isn't he right?
Well, first of all, it's a terrible tragedy that Jeremiah was lost, and under the circumstances he was lost, and the people responsible for, frankly, lying about the fact that they had kept an eye on him have been fired. I think the suggestion of the commissioner stepping aside on account of that is a political one and frankly, a stupid one from a management point of view. I don't think you add to the destabilization of DCF by yanking out a commissioner who has spent her whole career on these issues.
But I think the public, a segment of the public is wondering right now whether kids are safe when they're in state custody or under state care. And do you think that the current leadership of DCF is keeping kids safe?
I do. And more to the point, I think the staff at DCF, whose, by the way, daily triumphs are never reported, that's a tough, tough job. And they do it supremely well with not all the resources they need.
Another issue in the news, problems with the state's Connector website,
yes.
The healthcare website. While your Fix-It team, sort of newly appointed, is working to get the site up and running correctly, mm-hmm. What's being done to make sure people who need coverage are actually getting it?
Well, that's it. Frankly, that is the nub of my concern. The central objective is to make sure that people are covered. And, of course, we already have the highest proportion of people covered in the country. And that has grown. We haven't lost ground since we've been dealing with the deadline. So we are working on all kinds of workarounds. You know, I've said to people, if it requires folks sitting on somebody's stoop with a clipboard and signing them up for ACA-compliant policies, that's what we're going to do.
You know, there's all these problems that we've been talking about the last few minutes. There's the still troubling state drug lab scandal, thousands of criminal cases against defendants thrown up in the air because a state chemist admitted to tampering with evidence. This can't be the way you envision spending your last year with the state sort of vibrating from one crisis to another.
You know, how should I answer that? I guess I want to say that in any large organization, in my experience, there are always going to be things that go wrong. I think what we have done and what we have shown is that we come at these issues soberly. There is so much pressure to panic, to hand scalps to the general public, to sensationalize issues. We gather facts. We put in responsive and responsible solutions, and that's what we've been doing.
But how do you stay engaged and enthusiastic? When your alarm clock goes off first thing in the morning, don't you wake up and say, oh, my God, what am I going to be facing today?
Never, no. I mean, it's certainly not in that tone. No, you know, the great thing about this job is that you're never bored, and the things we work on the whole, are meaningful. You know, there's a lot we have changed, but there is more I'd want to change, and 4 years or even eight turns out to be not a lot of time. There's always more to do.
Governor Patrick, thank you very much.
Great
good
to be
see
with you. Thank you. I'll see you again before the year is out.